This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, August 17th. Following the news of dropping the vaccine mandate on September 6th, Carnival Cruise Line reported that booking activity on Monday was nearly double the amount in the equivalent day of 2019. Starting September 6th, unvaccinated guests are welcome to sail without an exemption on voyages 15 nights or shorter. On that same date, Carnival is dropping its pre-cruise testing requirement for vaccinated passengers. In a statement, Carnival President Christine Duffy said, quote, "Mid-August is typically not a busy month for cruise bookings, but it's clear that pent-up demand for Carnival has not been satisfied, and guests are responding favorably to our updated protocols." Most every U.S. cruise operator has modified requirements over the past 2 weeks. The market's reaction was also positive, with Carnival jumping a few percent almost immediately after the news was released. And in the coming months, the San Juan Cruise Port will be getting a fresh $425 million makeover. Renovation plans include infrastructure repairs to existing piers at berths 1 and 4 in Old San Juan, as well as the Pan America piers that's just outside of Old San Juan that Royal Caribbean and Celebrity uses. Other enhancements include a state-of-the-art cruise terminal and new walkways. The project will be completed in two main phases, with the first phase including pier repairs and upgrades to the terminal. The second will include construction of a new pier and a home port terminal that'll be capable of handling the world's largest cruise ships. In 2019, San Juan saw 1.8 million cruisers, which included nearly 500,000 guests, flying to the island and embarking. And finally, drivers, start your engines. Princess Cruises has partnered with Trackhouse Racing for the next two NASCAR races of the season. Princess will be the primary sponsor of Daniel Suarez's Chevrolet Camaro at the Watkins Glen International Raceway on August 21st, as well as the October 23rd race at the Homestead Miami Speedway. The new partnership also includes Suarez's teammate Ross Chastain's car. NASCAR fan or not, it would be pretty cool to see a cruise line-sponsored car there in Victory Lane. And all the stocks were up on Tuesday after the news of Carnival beating 2019 bookings. Carnival Corporation up 4.5%, 11.19. Royal Caribbean up 4%, 44.08. And Norwegian up 3%, 14.56. Breaking news and industry updates at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.